USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The governor of Virginia is taking a lot of heat for a racially charged photo of a person dressed in Ku Klux Klan clothing standing next to a person wearing blackface. It was a 1984 college yearbook, and one of the people pictured is Ralph Northam.
I cannot change the decisions I made, nor can I undo the harm my behavior caused then and today. But I accept responsibility for my past actions, and I am ready to do the hard work of regaining your trust.
The NAACP is calling for his resignation, but he says he won't resign. The Virginia Legislative Black Caucus called the photo disgusting, reprehensible, and offensive. Also calling for his resignation, Democratic Senator Cory Booker. He just announced he's a candidate for the 2020 presidential nomination. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run.
Moscow has denounced President Trump's decision to leave a landmark Cold War nuclear missile treaty, saying it was part of a plan to get out of its international legal obligations. The president said the U.S. was suspending the obligations under the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty starting immediately.
First of all, you have to add countries, obviously, it's old. But very importantly, one side has not been adhering to it. We have, but one side hasn't.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
You might want to listen up if you're one of the people who watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
This year, viewers won't see any ads from the Detroit automakers during the Super Bowl. Chrysler did launch a new ad campaign, but it's fully online with 7 new YouTube videos. Ford and General Motors also sitting this year's Super Bowl out. It's made room for a greater presence of foreign and luxury brand ads, as Mercedes-Benz, whose name is on the Atlanta Stadium that's hosting the game, will air a 60-second ad for its new A-Class sedan. Toyota, Kia, and Audi will all air spots, and Hyundai is the game's sponsor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Finally, some warmth is beginning to surge across the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and into New England as the polar vortex is being forced out. John Clemens has more.
High temperatures could reach to around 60 from St. Louis to Washington, D.C., as the warm air forces the polar vortex away. Dave Samuel is a meteorologist with AccuWeather.
We can also think of Pacific, a batch of storms for coming in, and that's basically directing our airflow more so out of Mexico and the Pacific Ocean instead of the Arctic, where we were dealing with all that cold air recently. So, and we will have a big warming trend in a lot of places that just dealt with extreme cold over the last few days.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.